Now on to a really perplexing story, the Malaysia Airlines jet that seems to have vanished. There's not a lot to go on, but there is a suggestion now that the missing jet might have veered west, way off its scheduled course to Beijing, before disappearing. The Malaysian Air Force's military radar suggests the plane could have changed direction after it lost contact with air traffic controllers. Earlier today, Interpol said it had new information about the two men from Iran who boarded the flight using stolen passports, and it's now inclined to conclude this was not an act of terrorism. But that still doesn't explain what happened to the plane and the 239 people on board. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
The massive international search and rescue effort is now in its fourth day, and it has failed to produce any solid leads as to where that Boeing 777 ended up. So I put the question to David Gallo, director of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Where is the plane?
Isn't that a great question? I mean, this is one of the most perplexing mysteries regarding something lost at sea that I've ever encountered in my career. There's still no evidence at all, not a shred of evidence, that that plane landed in the water.
Gallo's got a lot of experience. He helped find the Air France passenger jet that crashed in 2009. It was flying from Brazil to France and went down over the Atlantic Ocean. 5 days later, some floating debris from the plane and bodies of some of the 228 victims were found. But it still took 2 years for Gallo's team to locate the wreckage and flight data recorders on the ocean floor. There are some similarities with the apparent mid-air disappearance of the Malaysia Airlines jet, but with no clues to go on, Gallo says this case is like trying to solve a murder without a body.
There should be a lot of evidence on the sea surface. The only way to get away from that is if the plane landed wholesale in one piece and then sank suddenly so that there wasn't a lot of pieces.
It's unlikely, Gallo says, but conceivable that the pilot could have landed the plane in one piece somewhere on the water, though in that case you would think the crew would have been able to release emergency chutes, and these would probably be visible to all the search planes, ships, and satellites looking for a crash site.
It is possible, entirely possible, that the search craft missed it. And that's one of the worst things that can happen, is that you go over the spot where it is and think it's not there. In fact, with Air France, when we were doing the bottom search for the plane, we looked at every spot on the ocean more than once, sometimes two and three times, went over the same spot just to be absolutely sure before we left that spot that there was nothing there.
But in the case of the Air France crash, the search team had that initial breakthrough. Right now, Gallo says finding Flight 370 is harder than finding a needle in a haystack. They don't even know what haystack to start looking in. There's the possibility the plane landed somewhere in the Southeast Asian jungle. Science reporter Miles O'Brien is also an experienced pilot. He thinks the Malaysia Airlines jet will eventually be found, but that will mean going back to square one, the moment early Saturday morning, right after the jet lost radio contact.
The plane could still be airworthy and could have flown some great distance without being tracked by radar or any reports coming from the pilots. So that's the difficulty here. You sort of have to think, okay, so where was the last indication of where they were according to controllers? And then how much fuel did they have? And then that you draw a big circle, and that's a huge swath of area. It might take some time.
Science reporter Miles O'Brien ending that report by the World's Matthew Bell.